Welcome to On the Roadcast.
Snacks,
trucks,
and
rock and roll.
This podcast is sponsored by SAE Institute Vienna.
Are you into games, movies, music, marketing, or programming?
So are we. That's why we understand, support, and help you, so you can turn your passion into a profession.
Choose your study field, discover a hands-on study concept, and start your dream of a career in the media industry.
Go to www.sae.edu.
Yeah.
So with the sweet sound of Dives in the background,
yes.
We welcome Patti and Aygül.
Yeah, hey, thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming and taking your time. How has your day been?
Wow, it was different.
For me, it was stressful because I'm a last minute person. And we prepared our merch last minute. So I was hand printing, screen printing bags yesterday till 1 a.m.
And dried from the morning.
And finished in the morning. And then I ironed it. And then I even took ironed it here.
Finish in the backstage.
Yes.
DIY musicians be like.
Yeah. But that was my day.
It's definitely worth it because they are so beautiful tote bags. So,
We're going to check them out.
Yes. Do you have them here?
Yes.
Cool. Well, your show was amazing. I just told you before we started recording that we were all very stressed today. Like, I can only speak for myself, but the last weeks following up to this festival, the organizing, it was a lot. And then today from the morning, just so stressful because we all have like a million jobs here. But the moment you started performing, you were the first act on stage. All the pressure kind of fell off of me and now we're having a great time. It's going so well and thanks for your performance.
Yes, I enjoyed it and the weather is nice because I was in the shadow. It was easier for me than for some people from the audience, but I think they also enjoyed the show because we sang together, we danced and it was nice. I even invited Patti. She's my fiance, by the way.
Congrats. Freshly? Fiance?
Three and a half years ago.
But
we are a little bit too lazy to
last minute people, you know.
This is a couple episode.
Yeah, we just had a couple and now the next couple.
Amy and Michael from Amy Montgomery. They're also together.
That's so sweet. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Especially being
together,
on the stage.
Yeah,
yeah,
I heard
together.
You do all the visuals.
And lyrics, yes.
And lyrics, yes. And the merch, as we know now.
Merch as well, design.
We are, I guess, also the person who is also an orchestra, so to say. Yeah. Like, she does a lot of things.
And
I also
do
a lot of things. And we're just a couple who does a lot of things together.
Yes. And sometimes I think I'm trying your limits of... creating something.
For sure. It's a great inspiration to create because Aygül has crazy ideas and also deadlines. Deadlines work perfect for me.
Yes.
So it's...
Try it.
And when
no expectations, just try it.
And when I'm with her, I feel safe so I can experiment. I'm really grateful,
And
you guys make a great team, definitely.
Yeah, it's super cute. Connie asked a question before to Amy and Michael and I have the same question. Did you guys meet through the music or was the relationship before the music?
Oh, it's interesting because, I was, I think 5 years ago, 6 years ago, when I moved to Vienna, I was looking for a lyricist and I asked all my friends, like, do you know someone who writes lyrics and stuff? And friends of ours basically connected us and we started to work. It was nice before... recording songs and writing them, we talked a lot. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment.
Yeah,
of...
we talked a lot about deep stuff like philosophy, God, love, connections, universe. And we kind of bonded, but it never was something romantic. It was very deep, and I never met anyone like Aygül. And I felt like there is a very special connection, but I never thought of it as a romantic one. Yes. But then it happened somehow. Especially because we write songs,
love songs.
And every song came true.
This is weird and amazing.
We need to be careful because we write everything. For example, on one of the first songs called Take My Hand. And the hook is...
When the world is about to end, take my hand. And when we released it, Corona started.
Pandemic started.
Oh, getting the worst goosebumps.
Probably
now.
We have to write a song about money because
I was
money.
Gonna say, please write a song and everyone's gonna be millionaire.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. Vicky and Connie are gonna be millionaires.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. I mean, and every song, every phrase just became our reality, and that's.
And,
crazy.
Yeah, and we became together after singing about love.
Yes.
After connecting.
Yes.
This is powerful. Words and music are powerful. And Aygül releases energy to people when she sings it, and that's why it comes true.
And that's why we are careful about what we are singing, what we are talking
no
about.
No breakup songs.
No breakup songs. No drama.
No drama songs.
We are tired of this. Yeah. I mean, and happiness.
We were supposed to write a lyric. It was like something, a life I'm afraid to lose. And it was like, I don't want to sing about it. Like, a life I'm afraid to lose.
Yes, I'm afraid, but...
But I don't want to sing about it.
Yeah, because, it's like a mantra. You are singing and you are repeating and you are manifesting.
Manifesting.
Manifesting, yes. Yes, and that's why we are careful.
I do believe that.
So
makes sense.
Where are you from originally? Because you said you moved to Vienna.
Yes, originally I'm from Russia.
Oh, you're from Russia.
Yeah, okay. From Russia.
Oh, nice. What about you?
I'm from Uzbekistan, and my background is very diverse. It's Greek, Persian, Russian, and Finnish.
Oh, nice.
I even made the DNA test, and everything was exactly like my family told me.
Looking at you now, it's like I do see a bit of everything in you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a good mix.
Yeah. And I was born in Uzbekistan. I came to Vienna when I was 17.
And we speak both Russian.
Yes.
So it was easier to connect for me because when I moved to Vienna, I couldn't speak any languages but just Russian. Mm-hmm. And my first goal was, to find a person who speaks also Russian. And that's nice because it's easier.
It's a perfect match. Yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it.
And have you been touring a lot with your music so far?
Yes, lately, especially last month. It's amazing. We had a little pride tour because we were at Linz, at St. Pölten, Vienna's main stage as well. And we are going to Innsbruck.
After party.
Well, yes, and
it's nice. I love this Pride tour. It's to connect.
I saw your performance in Vienna, and it looked amazing.
And audience is so amazing because it's so emotional, it's so open, and we really
It's emotional to see queer couple on stage or queer person on stage. Mm-hmm. It's connected with our community. Yeah. This is something I didn't see growing up, and it's beautiful to see so many young people,
teenagers,
knowing, or I have goosebumps now, knowing who they are and having this freedom to see people sing about queer love.
Because
we never had it.
That's why we so appreciate it.
It was only Boy George, and he pretended not to be gay, and he was... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really gay. I mean, I love Boy George. Oh, my love. But
You can especially
or
on
Elton
Pride.
John.
Yeah, right, it's like
that was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same
that's
in Russia.
The
like there were singers who are gay, but they pretended they were never openly. So
would have endangered
this is the
them.
Only thing we saw. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I came out a year ago. Mm-hmm. Just a year ago,
it was
even
public
though, yes,
coming
it was
out,
public
yeah.
coming out, and finally I can just. Not compromising myself, and that's beautiful. That's the life I was dreaming about from my childhood. And I'm so happy that I live here in such beautiful country. Austria is really nice, even though sometimes, not even sometimes, pretty often, some of my friends, they're facing problems, transphobia, homophobia.
Especially trans friends.
Yes, but still, there is more freedom. Anyway, and I really...
And you're also paving the way in a way for...
Yeah, talking about it is still important.
Yeah,
yeah,
talk about it, sing about it.
Yes, right we have now, as Aygül says, from stage, can be easily taken away from us, as it happens in USA and with the rise
even in Russia,
right politicians, we
it's
always
fragile.
Need to talk about us.
Yes.
Well, as I said... I loved your performance here and on the Pride Parade, and I hope you can take it further than Austrian borders even.
That would
be the dream.
That's the goal we're working on, and but I think we're going to be there soon because we are working on our EP and we will release it soon. We will release some new videos. And yes, thanks to internet, it's possible to grow really, really fast.
Plus, we have this phase now when Aygül connects other people with other people and she creates a smaller, bigger and bigger team.
Yes.
For example, first it was just us.
Yeah.
And then we have a wonderful booker, Julia Altenburger.
Yeah.
And then...
Videographers.
Yeah. Yeah.
The network
yes.
is growing
it's
and
growing,
people know
yes.
people.
Like,
and,
Aygül attracts a lot of talented people because...
Yes.
Because
you're talented as well.
Thank you.
Like, that's like people fall in love with what Aygül does, and this is the main.
Yeah, and if you want to grow, I think it's important to find your people and be surrounded by your people.
It's hard to do everything alone.
Yes.
Oh,
it
yeah,
is
it is.
Hard.
At some point, you can't.
Yes.
I mean, now you're doing
grow.
Your merchandise
yeah.
yourself, which is awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
Also,
but where is the time for life?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's easy to burn out if you are doing everything by yourself. And yeah, you know, my home studio was a bunker for me for a while. I live on Floridsdorf. There is not so much people. And I think last 2 years, I was just only at home studio working on music. And I think I'm so tired of this. I had depression. And when I started to be more open to the world, to meet new people, hear new stories, it's so inspirational. And yeah,
especially like you said about depression, that music industry and art industry is kind of depressive because you need to work so much to be seen, and you need to struggle a lot with your doubts, especially because for example, you compare yourself with a lot of people, and going outside
it's
and meeting
business,
people
yeah.
it is a tough business, and going it's outside tough. Meeting people, connecting people, working with other people,
making content, doing videos, releasing
yeah,
music, recording
social
media.
I know all about
yeah,
but the good
media.
Thing is, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing, as many things in life, there's two sides to it, but nowadays with Spotify and all these funny things, we at least have the chance to release our own stuff.
Yeah, that's
we don't
true.
Have to knock on doors of record labels
sure.
or whatever.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. But also, there's so many people doing
yes,
it now
it's like
that it's
every
like
day,
I said, hard to be seen.
Every
yeah.
day, 120,000 people are releasing the music.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's crazy.
But also,
numbers.
A lot of people have more or a bigger chance to find the music
so
they love
sure.
and to find the little niche
yes.
maybe they're
yeah,
looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. Of
and
course,
you're doing something very special also.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know anyone else
mm-hmm.
who does what you do on stage.
Mm-hmm.
The instruments, the electronics you play, the beatboxing, the singing. It's very special. It's
yeah.
a niche, but it also has a big potential. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see where you go, you guys,
thank
because
you
it's
so
a
much.
Team effort,
thank you. Yeah.
obviously.
Thank you so much.
And when we talk, we like to ask our guests what their tour jam is. Like, if you, as you said, maybe have a hard time, you struggle, you're at home, you're in your studio, is there any like hype song or that you maybe listen to when you go to a gig or
mm-hmm.
after a gig, like something that puts you in a great mood? Then
lately I'm listening some down tempo, Christian Loeffler, I
mm-hmm.
think his name, and because I have every day so many sounds around me, I just want sometimes something really calm
yeah.
In my ears. And
you wouldn't believe all the like heavy metal dudes that we have on here. They tell us to listen to country music.
Yeah, it's country.
Just
yeah.
to have the country.
So
I totally get it.
Yeah.
I totally
yes,
get
yeah,
it.
Yes.
You need something more chill.
Yeah, more chill. And Christian Loeffler is my favorite. Also Chiasmos. And this is kind of... electronic music, I think it's house music, but it's like really minimalistic. And because I'm also working on a side music project, it's called Moonkit. It's also my project, but it will be like also like minimalistic because, you know, my
down
main
tempo,
down tempo, electronic,
organic techno,
because I love sampling sounds around me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really, yes, love to use them.
You're a little tech nerd. I've seen it. Like,
yeah.
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 It's
oh my
very
God,
cool.
It's a huge
I'm
nerd.
Very impressed by that.
And I
really,
love
for
it,
example,
yes.
I watch TV series just chilling and I will watch tutorials on YouTube.
Oh,
I watch TV and I continue watching TikTok. I will continue this more tutorials with like her stuff in her studio.
Yes, I have a lot of instruments all the time with me and just creating.
But so can you pick like one certain song that you say, okay, that's my jam, because it's going to be the outro of the episode, so you can pick.
I have to check the name on my phone.
Let's make it a surprise and we'll just put it.
Tell us afterwards or send us a link. But it's gonna be something down tempo.
Totally.
As much as
it's
like
perfect
that,
for the ending of the last episode of this episode.
Yes, enjoy.
I do have one more question. I always say I do have one more question, but I have one more question. I have to come up with something new. Do you have a favorite snack? Is there something that you would love to see in catering anywhere you go? Do you have something?
Is pizza
that you
a snack? I don't know.
Pizza, yeah,
pizza
for me,
we have people
snack.
Say pizza.
Pizza for sure.
Anything,
pizza,
any food that you
pizza
love?
Pizza and chips.
It's classic.
What kind of pizza?
Vegan margarita.
Maybe, or something with the champignons.
Oh, no.
And vegan tuna.
Yeah.
Vegan tuna. Have you ever tried it? It's amazing. It's even cooler than the real one.
I walked past
vegan
the sign today. Yes. I don't remember which. It was a food chain, and they now have vegan tuna bowls. What was it? I don't remember, but I was like,
we're gonna find out.
I need to go back and try that vegan tuna.
Yes,
vegan tuna
really
is a masterpiece, but careful, there are brands that are not good. But I make it home pizza with tuna.
We need some recommendations for you. From you for vegan for the vegan tuna.
What is it?
Hi Anya, it's one of our.
Hi Anya, we have people coming in.
I will say later. I don't want to make a commercial.
For free vegan tuna.
Try it now.
It's a hint. It's a evil corporation.
I think we all know what it is.
Yeah.
So you're gonna make a little note with the song name and the vegan tuna.
What's your favorite snack, by the way?
Yeah, I love pizza. I love chips, and I love. You as a snack.
Oh, that's the sweetest ending. I love you as a snack too.
You're all sweaty. Ah, come on now. One for the camera. Yeah.
Thanks, Aikil and Patti. It was great
having
you.
Thank
you so much.
Very
it was a pleasure. Thank you
that
so much.
Was very sweet. That was
really
the most romantic episode we had. We usually talk about poop stories. That happens on tour. This was from
so
Ben.
Cute. Thank you so much.
Thank
I hope you
so
enjoy
much.
The rest of Sisters Festival.
Thank you
for
doing
being
this,
here.
For organizing such a beautiful event.
It's great.
It's amazing.
Thank you
so
much
for
being here. Bye.